So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 98 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Sorry, it's been a while. I was on a jazz cruise. I couldn't record at sea. Last week, I was actually shooting a pilot for a new show. It's called Catch a Car Guy. It's a spinoff of Catch a Contractor, a successful series on Spike TV. So hopefully Catch a Car Guy goes and I'll have a job on TV hosting that show. So fingers crossed, but that's where I've been. But here I am now, and I'm start this podcast off with some, I'll call it bad news. John Stewart is quitting. John Stewart's announced that this end of this year will be the last of his work on The Daily Show. He's not renewing his contract, and that sucks. He was the only voice in the middle, and the voice happened to be hilarious. I love him. I love his show, so it's definitely going to be missed. I like Larry Wilmore's new show, The Nightly Show, but it's not the same as The Daily Show. So there have been other hosts on The Daily Show, but Jon Stewart owned that. I don't know if they're going to be able to replace him. I don't know what the plan is, but he's the man. So, I mean, it's too early to say we're going to miss him because he won't be gone for nine more months. But, yeah, he was great, is great. So that's too bad. Now, on the subject of news anchors, and again, I know it's been a while and a lot has happened. I'm not going into stories that I may have missed, like the Super Bowl, the worst call in the history of football. What are you thinking, not giving the ball to the best running back in the game, or Katy Perry's halftime show, which I'm not even going to get into. And, you know, Ted Cruz has been going on about something, but I try to avoid anything Ted Cruz is going on about. In the news world, Brian Williams is the story. And whenever the anchor is the story, we've got a problem. But as you probably know by now, Brian Williams misremembered his time in a Black Hawk helicopter in Iraq. I love that term, misremembered. And I guess he thought he was shot down, when the truth is he may have seen a helicopter shot down, or maybe there was one shot down that day, or who knows what the truth is. Here's the thing. I've been lucky enough to have been on a mission like that in Iraq, where we were doing a military tour and, you know, doing comedy shows, and they flew us from base to base in Black Hawk helicopters. Let me tell you something. That experience alone is badass enough that you don't have to lie about it to make it better. You know, we had like the guy, we're wearing the flak vests and the helmets, and these guys got the machine guns, you know, sitting out the window, and they do it like a maneuver. Whenever one helicopter is landing, the other circles above it to protect it. It's badass military shit. You know what I'm saying? That was enough, Brian. You could have just said that. You don't misremember being shot down. Listen, I do a joke about playing for the 89 Clippers. It's a joke. I made it up. I've never misremembered to, you know, when I was in that game against Golden State back in 89. No, I never say that. You know why? Because I'm lying about being on the 89 Clippers. And you know that. The Brian, this was just, and here's the thing I love and hate at the same time. They're so used to spin, they can't even tell the truth about lying. Look, you lied. You said the wrong thing. What you said wasn't true. So you apologize to your viewers. You know, NBC suspends you for a week, and you work on truth telling. I don't know. You go to truth rehab. Everyone goes to rehab. You go to liar's rehab and you learn what the truth is for a week and then you come back. You don't try to keep spinning it, because the beautiful thing about this is they've actually given credibility to Fox News. Fox News is sitting there saying, see, their anchors lie. Now, sorry for that unprofessional cough. Truth be told, Fox News should say their anchors lie too. But no, that Fox News gets you on this one. And the NBC News organization, with each day of spin and bullshit, lowers their credibility. Jeez. Oh, well, Brian, this is why we're going to miss Jon Stewart. And this is why we need news. We need a source. We need someone to tell us what the hell is going on. We can't be trusted on our own. I'll tell you why. I was just reading this thing from KPCC, which is in radio and news radio station here in California, in L.A., and it's an NPR station, and I guess I got to do a disclosure that I occasionally work for NPR on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I occasionally work for KPCC on a show called Comedy Congress. But anyway, they've done a study because of this measles outbreak and the parents who refuse to vaccinate their children and unvaccinated children are getting measles and spreading it and blah, 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 blah. Well, apparently, the public trusts online comments. Basically, they trust Twitter as much as they do the Center for Disease Control. You know the Center for Disease Control, where there are doctors and scientists. Yeah, people trust online comments as much as they do doctors and scientists. So is there a surprise that there's a measles outbreak, or is there a surprise at anything when this is our level? Now, I don't know if we've been beaten this much into a level of distrust because so many agencies, et cetera, have been shown to be liars. No, but this isn't like some political issue. This isn't gay marriage, which I'll get into, or you know, the earth is 5,000 years old or anything like that. This is a real thing. People are not getting their children vaccinated, and the children are getting and spreading measles, a disease that was basically eradicated through vaccination. I don't have kids. I don't know the particulars. I was, you know, I got my shots when I was a kid. I think everyone in my generation did. Yeah, I respect it. It's your kid. If you don't want to have your kid vaccinated, that's your choice. I understand that. But your kid can't interact with other kids. Okay, that's just the trade-off. Your child can't interact with other children if your child is at risk for a communicable disease because you refuse to have the child vaccinated. That's just the way it is. And it's a shame. It's a shame. But this is what we're dealing with. And again, when you trust information online from some random commenter on a Twitter page or a Facebook page as much as you do doctors, well, we get a measles epidemic. That's how it works. 1 + 1 = 2. Here's a story that I absolutely love. And I don't know what category this falls under, but as you may or may not know, Alabama has legalized gay marriage. I know. I hope you were sitting down when I said that. Yes, it's true. Alabama has legalized gay marriage. Now, the moment it happened, they started fighting it, and they the government, the attorney general, and the governor, and who knows who else, they want to use the Hobby Lobby defense, saying, well, the government employees who issue marriage licenses shouldn't have to issue a marriage license to a gay couple because it violates their personal religious beliefs. Yeah, that's not going down a dangerous road. Oh, you know, my personal religious beliefs don't allow me to issue licenses to interracial couples. Oh, my personal religious beliefs don't allow me to issue licenses to tall people. And then, yeah, I'll do a hack Southern joke. My religious beliefs don't allow me to issue a license to brother and sister. Yeah, I know it's hack, but it was Alabama. I couldn't resist. So these two women, now Melissa and Kimberly Martin, same last name, they're married. Melissa and Kimberly Martin got married wearing Alabama Crimson Tide jerseys. Huh? How great is that? How great is that? So now, here's the thing. Two women get married. Two women are gay, but they're Crimson Tide fans. So I'm not sure. Is this a double sin, or is this a sin counter just balanced by a saintly act? Because everyone knows it is saintly to watch that Alabama Crimson Tide. I don't know. Lightning didn't strike, so I think God is okay with it. But we'll see how Alabama does this season. Might blame these two for getting married, for ruining it. What else is going on? The Grammys. Some of you spent, 7 to 9 hours watching the Grammys. And of course, the big story in the Grammys. Well, there's a few big stories. The big story, I guess, biggest story was Beck winning a Best Album, or Album of the Year. Beyonce not winning it. And Kanye West hitting the stage. Now, here's the thing. They're all talking about Kanye. Kanye was terrible. Kanye has no class. Kanye. But the key in that phrase, they're all talking about Kanye. No one's talking about Beck. No one's talking about Beyonce. They're talking about Kanye. Here's my take on the Grammys. If it's going to be about who sold the most records, let's just say it's about who sold the most records. Let's not pretend it's about the best musician. In my opinion, the best musician to win a Grammy this year, Chick Corea won a Jazz Grammy. If you don't know who Chick Corea is, look him up on YouTube or something like that. He's a jazz pianist. He's been around for 40 years. He was by far the greatest musician involved in a Grammy. This guy is legendary. This guy is in the same breath as people like Herbie Hancock and Wynton Marsalis, you know, musicians. I'm not knocking Beyonce. I'm not knocking, you know, pop music and all that, but I'm just saying that if the Grammys wants to say it's about music, then make it about music. And if it's about record sales, then make it about record sales and popularity. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with awarding that, but let's not pretend it's for the best musician. So when Beck wins over Beyonce, maybe it's because of the music. Beyonce's a brilliant entertainer, but Beyonce, I don't think anyone sees Beyonce as a musician. You know, she sings, she dances, she entertains. She's fantastic at it. That's not the same as creating music. You know, it happened a few years ago when Esperanza Spalding won Best New Artist over Justin Bieber. Listen, Esperanza Spalding is a musician. She creates music. Justin Bieber's a pop star. He sells a lot of records and, you know, gets in trouble now and then. Good for the Beeb. You know I like him. But anyway, that's my take on the Grammys. But the beautiful thing about it is, yeah, we're talking about Kanye. Kanye does it again. Well played, Mr. West. Well played. Now, here's one that threw me. I didn't see this. I didn't know about this. But, you know, we've got a Congress, and they have to do something. They're standing up there. They are representing the people. They are protecting our interests, both foreign and domestic. They're keeping an eye on that Obama and going to just undo all of his socialist policies that have actually worked better for the nation than anything else in the last 50 years. But now they're up on the important stuff. They are mad over a beer commercial. That's right. Budweiser ran an ad making fun of craft beer, which is that small brewery specialized beer during the Super Bowl. They talked about, you know, your fall-only peach basket-flavored aromatic beer. You've seen those commercials. So Budweiser made fun of it, basically saying our big beer is better than your little beer. Well, you know who got mad? And I didn't know about this. The House Small Brewers Caucus. That's right. There is a congressional caucus for small brewers, for beer. The House of Representatives have congressmen whose concern is beer. That fascinates me. I'm not even mad. I'm amazed. Beer. And this is the beauty of it. It's probably the only bipartisan committee in Congress that's agreeing on something. They're all agreeing Budweiser's a bad guy. Where do you think they get their money from? Well, they happen to get a lot of donations from small craft breweries, but that has nothing to do with it, right? But we have, like, Representative Patrick McHenry, who's a Republican from North Carolina, agreeing with Representative Peter DeFazio, who's a Democrat from Oregon. A Republican from North Carolina agreeing with a Democrat from Oregon? What? That's more amazing to me than two gay women getting married in Alabama. People, we are truly in the end of days. They're all mad. They're all mad at Budweiser It's the largest brewer in the world. Anheuser-Busch is the largest beer company in the world. And they're all mad. Are they mad at big insurance? No. Are they mad at big banking? No. Are they mad about big government? No. They're mad at big beer. Because that's the issue destroying America. Big beer. They're mad at Budweiser for a Super Bowl beer commercial? Wow. Wow. I did not know there was a House Small Brewers Caucus. That, again, doesn't even bother me. I'm amazed. Under the category of, well, I'll be damned. And maybe I am shocked. Maybe I'm stunned by this. But somehow I'm not. And I just love these little local articles. I live in LA, that, you know, so they did a study. And apparently, and again, I hope you're sitting down, white people are more likely to get a loan and own a home in Los Angeles. I know, right? I'm amazed too. Yeah, apparently white people get more home loans and buy more homes in Los Angeles than Latino or black people. I'm glad they're covering news like this. I mean, it's amazing. In Los Angeles, 11.5% of white home loan applicants are denied, 17.5% of Latinos are denied, and 21.6% of blacks are denied. Now, it doesn't say anything here about Asians, but that's it. And the reason, and again, this is stunning, white people make more money. I know. I can't believe it. But this is true. These are the stats, people. Did they really have to do... this had to be the most easily researched news article I've ever heard of. Well, no, there's another one they could do. White people are shot by the police less than blacks or Latinos. Yeah, probably have to do some research to verify that. Nonsense. And finally... the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is out or is coming out this week or whatever. And it's historic. It is what it is. But now there seems to be a controversy. There's always a controversy over this. The controversy this time, plus size. Yeah, apparently there's a company called Swimsuits for All. And they're using a model named Ashley Graham. And Ashley is a size 14. She's what's known as a plus size model because size 14 is the average size of an American woman, but it's big for a model. I'm going to rate this right up there with as obvious as the white people buy more houses. You know what size models wear? Zero. That's what size they wear. You know why? Because they're models. That's their job, to be skinny. You're a swimsuit model. You know what your job is? To look good in a swimsuit. I'm not saying a size 14 doesn't look good in a swimsuit. I'm saying, why would you be mad at a size 0 or one of those fat size 2 swimsuit models? But anyway, they're using this woman, Ashley Graham, and the plus size lobby, because I don't even know who these people are still mad because they said she's not a normal plus size. She's all big and curvy, big boobs, big butt, wide hips, you know, that kind of plus size, not just a fat plus size. They're models, people. Their job is to be beautiful. Their job is to be beautiful. It's not like model slash scientist, right? It's not like model slash whatever. It's model. Your job is to be beautiful. I got to know Tyson Beckford. He's a motorcycle guy. I met him at a motorcycle race. He's a very cool guy. He's a lot of fun. You know how Tyson Beckford has made millions in his life? As a model. The man is gorgeous. It is ridiculous. When you walk around with him, the response women have just by looking at him. And that's why he models. That's what he does. Hey, look at me. I'm beautiful. Take my picture. That's the job description of a model. So let's not get mad at swimsuit models for being slim. And here's another thing. Who's reading the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Let me tell you something. They got this new thing. I don't know if you heard of it. Porn. All right? The swimsuit issue used to be the thing that, you know, 10, 12, 14-year-old boys got all across the country, couldn't wait for it to come out. Wow, wow, wow. Guess what? They're looking at porn. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin it for you. They're looking at porn. And if they're looking at porn, there's a menu. And every woman's equal. You have hot blonde women, hot redhead women, black women, Latin women, Asian women, big women, short women, tall women, you name it, it's on the menu. Everyone gets a fair shake at porn. That's what makes America great. I'm Alonzo Bowden. Thank you for listening. I apologize for being sporadic on my podcast. I will do my best to get them out there. This weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, I am going to be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Next week, I'm doing a few military shows, including Pensacola, Florida, New Orleans, and Gulfport, Mississippi. And then I will be on the Soul Train Cruise. I'll start my club schedule up again in March when I go to Bananas, and also in New Jersey, March 13th and 14th. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? You guys are. And as long as you do, I'll keep talking. Thanks again. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter.